To return from the wide expanse of the river population to the streets in the suburbs, the same spirit of contented adaption to external things is everywhere observable, and it is difficult which to regard with most surprise, the narrow abodes of the one, or the little boats which serve as family residences to the other. There is something of a romance in the effect of Chinese streets. On either side are shops, decked out with native wares, furniture and manufactures of various kinds. These are adorned by pillar signposts, rising perpendicularly, and inscribed from top to bottom with the various kinds of saleable articles which may be had within. Native artists seem to have lavished their ingenuity on several of these inscriptions, in order to give, by their calligraphy, some idea of the superiority of the commodities for sale. Many of these signboards contain some fictitious emblem, adopted as the name of the shop, similar to the practice prevalent in London 2 centuries ago. On entering, the proprietor, with his assistants or partners, welcomes a foreigner with sundry salutations, sometimes advancing to shake hands and endeavouring to make the most of his scanty knowledge of English. They will show their goods with the utmost patience and evince nothing of disappointment if, after gratifying his curiosity, he departs without purchasing. At a distance from the factories, where the sight of a foreigner is a rarity, crowds of idlers, from 50 to 100, rapidly gather round the shop, and frequent embarrassment ensues, from an imperfect knowledge of their language. In these parts, the shopkeepers know no language but their own, are more moderate in their politeness, and, as a compensation, put a smaller price on their wares. To write one's name in Chinese characters is a sure method of securing their favour. Sometimes no fewer than 8 or 10 blind beggars find their way into a shop, and there they remain, singing a melancholy, dirge-like strain, and most perseveringly beating together 2 pieces of wood. At length, the weary shopman takes compassion on them, and provides for the quiet of his shop by giving a copper cash to each, on receiving which they depart, and repeat the same experiment elsewhere.